Are you ready to praise the Lord, giving him all the honor and all the glory because he and he alone is worthy? Well, you've come to the right place. I am your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. Welcome to the Praise Break.
children.
Brothers and sisters, man, after that song, I'm ready to have church. Hallelujah. Once again, my name is Keith Johnson. I am your humble host of this wonderful program called The Praise Break. I'd like to say hello to everyone out there. New listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just to let you know, we are a group of Christians who believe and trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We lean not to what we understand, but in all of our ways, we give Him acknowledgement, and He directs each and every step that we take. I pray that you are having a great day on purpose. You know how we do it. We do it deliberately. We know that circumstances, situations, people, all that's going to come our way, but no matter what, we realize and know who's walking with us, and we know that He is directing every step that we take, and no matter what happens, we have a good day. What a wonderful day it is to be alive, to be counted amongst the living. Here in Northern California, we're having a heat wave, and it is hot. Hallelujah. But I like the hot weather. I was born in June, so when I was born into hot weather, especially in upstate New York. It was humid, too. Hallelujah. But praise God for another June, for another day, right here in the land of the living. And I pray that all is well with each and every one of you, and may God bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you each and every day. Hallelujah. Well, friends, on this show, we have some great, great, great music. More music from John P. Key coming up at the end. You do not want to miss it. It will be a blessing. I'm telling you, take my word for it. But we have a show today that will concentrate on beauty, on how God sees beauty. We're going to explore it. We're also going to have some Christian spoken word. We'll talk health and fitness. How about type 2 diabetes? More and more people that I talk to are struggling and suffering and battling with type 2 diabetes. We are going to find out what it is, what causes it, what are the symptoms, and how we can control it. We're going to pray together. There's going to be an invitation of a lifetime at the end of the program. And right now, let's praise Him together. Wherever you're at, let's give Him the praise. We all have something that we are thankful for. Let's talk to Him now. Let's praise Him together. Heavenly Father, I lift my hands to You, giving You honor, giving You glory, and giving You praise. I thank You, Lord, for all that You've done in my life, all that You're doing, and all that You will do. I thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and Your grace. I thank You for the hedge of protection that You have around me. me. I thank you, Lord, for the favor that you blessed upon me and my family. I thank you for choosing me, Lord. I know there are so many others that you could have chosen, but yet you chose me. And you chose me long before I was ever in my mother's womb. Before there was ever a Keith Johnson even thought of by my parents, you had thought of me and chose me. And I just want to right now publicly, Lord, with my hands high in the air, say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your provisions, Lord. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for loving me first. Thank you, Lord, for the joy and the peace that you blessed upon my life. Thank you, Father, for all that you do each and every day. Lord, you are wonderful. I give you honor. I give you glory because you and you alone are worthy. You are marvelous, Lord. You are awesome, Lord. And I just want to say thank you because you sit so high and look so low and you see little old me. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for opening doors in my life. I thank you, Lord, for always leading me in the right direction. You've never turned your back on me. Even when I've deserved it, Lord, you never turned your back on me. And for that, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, Lord. I praise you. I give you honor and glory in the mighty name of your beautiful son, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He is here in this room, in your heart. He is near, nearer than breath, heartbeats, nearer than you are to you, nearer than second chance or next opportunity, closer than tonight or yesterday. He is real, realer than touch, see, hear, smell, or taste, realer than reality. He is our reality, realer than joy, pain, sorrow, realer than the love of being in love. He is presence like time, space, wind, silence, night. He is waiting like creation, like words on the tip of tongue, like songs that have yet to be sung. He is beauty, oranges, blues, every hue, every shade, sunset and sunrise, whisper his name. He is holy, different, made human, became human, forgave human. He is spirit. He cannot be touched, explained, like sweet seconds of prayers, like grandmother on knees, wood floor bare. He is sun, distinctly three, distinctly one, the only one, the only wise, the only resurrector of lives. He is king. No earthly throne can house, no amount of elegant words can espouse. He is moments and voice, power of choice, in word and deed, in fruit and seed, pierced side, nailed hands, nailed feet, innocent wounds that bleed. He is believe and trust. He is enough. He is all. He is call and purpose. Everything that we can sacrifice, he's worth it and more, much more. Our good deeds are mere pennies. We'll never even the score. He is behold and wow. He is who, what, when, why, how. He puts on the show. He's the one we come to see. He is soul's cry and sinner's plea. He is the epitome. He's the one no one can light a candle to or come within a million foot pole of. He is above. He is a father's love. He is maker of ways, of earth and wind. Ancient of days, has no fear. Have no fear. God is here.
The praise. With your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Hi there, this is Karen Johnson of Tri-7 Fitness for Heaven, and you are listening to The Praise Break with my brother and friend, Keith Johnson.
Thank you, Sister Karen, and you can check her out at tri7fitness.com. That's try, the number 7, fitness.com. She has some great programs going on. If you're looking to lose some weight, get into shape, check Karen out. Well, it is time for our health and fitness segment, and we are talking type 2 diabetes. And I've shared with you my on-again, off-again battles with this terrible disease. And today, we are going to expose type 2 diabetes. We are going to educate ourselves on how to rid our systems of this very terrible disease. Hopefully, this segment will shed some light on this nasty disease. First of all, let's start at the beginning. What is diabetes? It's a disorder whereby the body cannot use sugar or starches properly. After digestion, sugars and starches are changed into glucose, the simplest form of sugar vital for the body's energy and growth. Insulin acts like a key and opens the door to body cells and allows glucose to enter. Without enough insulin, glucose builds up in the blood and passes through the urine. High glucose levels can lead to frequent urination, extreme thirst, and tiredness. Untreated diabetes increases the risk of damage to nerves and blood vessels. This in turn increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney damage, foot ulcers, gangrene with amputation, impotence, and other complications. So, what are the symptoms? Well, we've already talked about frequent urination and extreme thirst, but there's also unusual hunger, rapid weight loss, extreme fatigue, blurred vision, skin infections that are slow to heal, tingling and numbness in the feet. And note, diabetes can be present even when there are no symptoms at all. So we gotta continually get checked. And it's advised if you're 45 years or older, you should get checked every 3 years. When you go in for your physical, have your doctor check your blood glucose level. So you may have been diagnosed with prediabetes. So what is that? I'm glad you asked. It means that your blood glucose level is higher than normal, but not high enough to be called diabetes. If you have prediabetes, you have a higher risk of getting diabetes later on. The good news is you can take steps to prevent diabetes by making healthy lifestyle changes, such as losing weight if you're overweight and being more physically active. Now, type 2 diabetes is more common in those that are overweight. Being overweight means that your insulin does not work as well to control your blood glucose levels. Losing just 10 or 20 pounds can help you better manage your diabetes and lower your risk of heart disease. Now, the keys to weight control include following a healthy eating plan, controlling food portions, being physically active most days of the week, keeping food records, and setting realistic goals. Work with a registered dietitian who can help you reach the weight that is right for you. In closing, one key component is keeping it moving. Every day, do at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, even in 5-minute sets. It's the key to improving insulin action. Now, if you want to double the benefits, try adding muscle strength training 3 to 4 times a week. Our key is to stay as healthy as we can, and we know that diabetes is a nasty disease, and we've seen it take some of our favorite people, hallelujah, and we just want to stay healthy. And the more we know, the better off we are. Amen. It is Bible lesson time, and we are talking about beauty in the eyes of God. In God's sight, what he looks at as beauty, as handsomeness. What does he look at? And if you have your Bibles, open them up to 1 Samuel chapter 16. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. And just a little background information. God was fed up with King Saul and he wanted him out. And he had chosen David to be his next king. And he said that David was a man of his own heart. Wow. So he sent Samuel to Jesse, David's father, and said, one of his sons is my next king. God didn't tell him who it was. He said, you go, and when you come upon him, I will let you know that, yes, that is him. So, starting in verse 1, chapter 16, again, we're in 1 Samuel. It says, now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Now, I'm pretty sure Eliab, who Samuel saw as what he thought was the Lord's next king, I'm pretty sure he had the big wide shoulders, the square jaw. He was tall and husky, had the deep voice, and I mean, looked all kingly. But here's what God said. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Hallelujah. And as Christians, we need to do as God does. We need to look at the heart. Have you ever met somebody that, I'm gonna throw a little 70s terminology at us right now. Have you ever looked at someone and they were fine as wine and you started talking to them and every other word's a curse word or they're negative? It's like, wow, this person looks beautiful on the outside, but what's coming from the inside from this person is not cool. So we have to look at the heart. Look at the heart of our fellow brother and sister. There are some people out there that we tend to judge so quickly that we need to really get into what's coming out of their heart. What's coming from the inside? Hallelujah. God works from the inside out, not the outside in. Praise God. Well, friends, we know that prayer changes things, and it's about that time. Just love the time that we get to spend talking to our source, and we can talk to him anytime we want to. I love to pray because I know every time I pray, he's listening. And friends, I am going to pray into you today. I am praying into the church, and at the same time, I am soliciting a prayer. The other night, I was in Cardioblast, and we were doing some bends and twists, and next thing you know, my back was all out of shape, but hallelujah, I'm getting better each and every day. The healing angels are upon me. I just solicit your prayers. Continue to keep me lifted in your prayers. God is definitely working on me, and he is a good God. Hallelujah. But this prayer today is for the church, and I want to pray, Lord, giving you honor, glory, and praise. I want to pray for every single listener of this program. I want to pray for those that are lonely, brokenhearted, those that find themselves sick on this day, those that are in hospitals and ICU units around the world, Lord. I pray for those that are battling deadly diseases, those that have gotten bad doctor's reports on this week. I pray for all the diabetics. I pray that what you placed upon my heart to share with them on this episode is a blessing to them, Lord. I pray for those that are bereaved, those having marital problems, family problems, children problems, financial shortcomings. And Lord, I pray for those that are homeless, those that are facing foreclosure, evictions, getting pink slips on this week, facing cutbacks at work, those that are unemployed, underemployed. And Lord, as I pray into the church on this day, Lord, I also want to pray for the unchurched. There are so many out there that are unchurched, Lord. And I pray that as they're listening today, that you bless them, that you speak to their heart, Lord. And Lord, I pray for all the families of those that are listening, Lord. I pray that you bless each and every family that's represented on this airwave right now, Lord. And Lord, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory. In the mighty name of your beautiful son, Jesus, amen. It is time for the invitation, and there may be one person out there, there may be 10 people out there, there may be 100 people out there that don't know Jesus for themselves, that don't have Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And I personally don't know how you do it. In times like this, I just don't know how you do it. But you know what? There's an opportunity right now for you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And it's real simple. It costs absolutely nothing. All you have to do is say a simple prayer. When I say simple, I mean simple. Because when we look in our Bible, Romans 10:9 says, all you have to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. It's that easy. Say this prayer with me. Father God, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross and rose on the third day, and he is alive today. And I want to make you my Lord and my Savior. I want you to be the director of my life. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Friends, if you just said that prayer, I just want to say one word to you. Congratulations. And I want to give you a hand praise. Hallelujah. You just made a fantastic decision, the decision of a lifetime, because now you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he will direct your life. He will jump right in the driver's seat and direct your life. Your life is about to change forever, and it's going to be for the better. Hallelujah. And now you want to go find a Bible-believing church, a good Bible-believing church, a church where you go in there and you feel comfortable. As my son said when we went to our church for the first time, I asked him after, I said, how did they make you feel? He said, Dad, I felt warm and fuzzy. You want to find a church where you could go to and you will feel warm and fuzzy. And you connect with that pastor and get involved in ministry. Get your hands deep down in there and get involved. You will continue to grow and to learn. And man, I am so excited for you because God is getting ready to do some marvelous things in your life. What a wonderful day this is because of the decision that you made. I am so happy for you. I am so joyful. I am gleeful. Praise God for his goodness, for his grace. Thank you, Jesus. Well, friends, that about does it for another episode of the Praise Break. I just don't know where the time has went, but you know what? I had a great time. I learned some things, and I pray that you had a good time also, and that you also learned some things. Friends, our next episode, which will be next week on the Songs of Praise, is our 100th episode. Woohoo! We're going to do something special for that. So join me on the next Songs of Praise. We will celebrate episode 100. Hallelujah. And I know somewhere in those 100 episodes, somebody's been blessed because that's how God rolls. That's how he works. Hallelujah. Well, friends, I've had a great time. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook. Look for me under Keith Johnson, Elk Grove. I'm there. Find me, connect with me, befriend me. And friends, until the next time we meet on episode 100, let's do a few things. Let's keep our hands clean. Let's keep our spirits pure. Let's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says that everything else will be added unto us. Let's keep our heads up. Let's stay prayed up because we are on our way up. We are going on with the Lord. Hallelujah. And friends, we have more wonderful music from John P. Key. And this one is called Life and Favor. I pray that this song blesses you, and I pray that you have a great week on purpose. Be blessed.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know my
story. You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
Cannot imagine.
The trials
I've had to endure.
You don't know
my story.
You shadow.